want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Central. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our July 4th edition of the Common Sense Show. I know it's only July 3rd, but we're squeezing to make ends meet. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and I'm broadcasting to you live from the rural deserts outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And I have to tell you, we have one heck of a dust storm going on outside. Looking out my back window, I got furniture in the pool. I can't even see my back fence. It's quite the storm. So hopefully we won't be taken down by Mother Nature, and we're going to press forward. So we're going to go ahead and welcome our news director, Ms. Annie DeRiso, to the air. Annie, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here, Dave. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, too. And before we begin the show, I just want to update everybody on what I've been up to this week. 2 weeks ago, Annie and I interviewed the Aaron Brockovich of the Gulf Coast, and that was Kendra Arneson. And I promised Kendra that I would write an article on the continuing plight of the people in the Gulf. As I've been doing my research on this topic, I discovered that the events in the Gulf are this decade's 9/11. And what was to be a one-part story on the Gulf filled with human interest stories has become at least a five-part series which rivals the drama of the JFK assassination and the lies we were told about the events of 9/11 and the post-9/11 cover-up. The first two parts are already appearing on such websites as News with Views, InfoWars, FarmWars, Before It's News, Freedom Phoenix, and a whole host of other sites that are picking it up. And I would encourage you to look at this, because as I near the end of this series, when we get into the conspiracy, I'm not going to do it by innuendo. I'm going to name names. I'm going to single the people out in the command and control positions in places like Goldman Sachs, Halliburton, and British Petroleum, and we're going to call these individuals out by name for their crimes against humanity. So I'm going to encourage all of you to follow me as we go through this. Anyway, tonight, Annie, as you know, we have a very, very unique show. So why don't you take a moment and tell the listening audience about what we're going to be covering?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about expats, otherwise known as expatriates, people who leave the U.S. or leave whatever country that they are a citizen of and give up their American citizenship. If you hold a dual citizenship, you are still a citizen, so you have to give up your citizenship to become an expatriate.
Yeah, and I know for a lot of people that's really not an easy thing to do. I got to tell you, Annie, I have been thinking about it. It's kind of interesting. People in my personal life who I don't even discuss politics or the radio show with are actually thinking about opportunities to go abroad. It's almost like people are collectively getting this sense of dread, and they know that things aren't what they've been told they are for all these years, and the veil's being lifted off the matrix we've been living in, and people really, quite frankly, are disgusted by what they're seeing, and they are no doubt some of them are ready to make a move. I'm in the exploration phase, but our guest, who's been a guest on the show before, Dr. Mark Serkis, actually left the United States in 1991. He was born in New York. He is a physician now living abroad in Brazil, where he's raising his family. And we've asked Mark and prevailed upon him to come on the Common Sense Show and tell us what prompted him to leave and why he is not likely to return as a resident of the United States. So without further ado, let's right up against the break. So we're going to hold it right here. We come back, I'll introduce you to Mark Serkis, and we'll start our expat show.
Are
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Dave and Annie here, and welcome to our annual July 4th edition of the Common Sense Show, one day early. And we're not going to get the usual mom, home, apple pie, support the troops here. Although I do support our troops, I don't necessarily support any of their missions. But we're here to tell you the way it really is, because a growing phenomenon of anywhere between 2 to 3 million Americans are leaving the country each year. And our guest, Mark Cercas, who joined us a few months ago to talk about breakthroughs in alternative medicine, is here to talk to us about the expat movement by sharing his own experiences. As I said before the break, Mark was born in New York, but he's been living happily in Brazil. So let's go to Brazil and welcome Mark to the show. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Well, my pleasure, my pleasure.
Well, I suppose we should start right from the beginning. What led a New York boy, and if I'm not mistaken, aren't you from the Bronx?
No, I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Massapequa, Long Island.
Okay, so how does a New York boy end up in Brazil?
Well, that's a long story, but the beginning and end of it was that I was in Gainesville, Florida. I was getting separated from my third wife in a very miserable way. And after about 6 months of trying to, you know, sew up the wounds in my heart, she came over one day and we made love. And the next morning I woke up and my heart was just bleeding. And for the first time in my life, I prayed for something for me. I asked for something for me. I said, God, I need a new life. Please, give me a new life. I need it. And I put it out with 100% energy. And 5 hours later, I went over to a friend's house, sat down, and I wasn't there 30 seconds when in came another American screaming about a town called Alto Paraíso, or High Paradise, in the middle of Brazil. And she had bought a valley with a group of people there, and my skin just goosebumped. And I literally cursed under my breath, and I said, God is speaking to me in English, answering my prayer, telling me exactly where my new life was waiting. And I didn't doubt for a second. I said, can I come? Yes, within a month I sold everything, got my passport, and left. And it's been almost 17 years since I've been back to the States.
So you left largely due to personal reasons, but I happen to know from speaking to you that the reasons you'll never come back differ quite a bit from the reasons that caused you to leave.
Right.
And you're highly concerned about what's going on in your former country.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was on the radio this morning, and I said, I'm a very religious guy, and I'm religious about one thing, and that is never stepping foot on American soil again in this lifetime. And I'm really serious about that. I have six kids down here. My oldest turned 18 2 days ago, and my youngest is three. And I wouldn't trust my life with the United States government for anything. I wouldn't risk my life because of my children's sake and my beautiful wife's sake. And that, why would anybody trust the United States government?
Let's get into specifics. Let's start with the top reason why you'll never set foot on American soil again.
Oh, top. I don't know if there's a top. I think there's so many reasons. No, as far as I'm concerned, the United States government is an entity. Whoever's running it at the very, very top, like pulling the strings on a puppet, but whoever it is, but the whole organization is a very hateful. It's built on hate, not only of the peoples of the entire world, but also of its own people. And, you know, for instance, the American government sponsors the poisoning of the public's water with fluoride. The United States government sponsors the injection of organic mercury into babies through vaccines and defends it as safe. The United States government allows its dentists without any problem at all to plant mercury time bombs in the form of amalgam right in people's mouths. This is from the medical end. Forget about the wars, the constant wars, and the lust for power and sucking up the resources of the world and going into debt, into more debt than there are stars in the whole universe. I mean, you know, the numbers of trillions are just, you know, up to the absurd. How they're treating the people in the United States right now at the airport, you know, sexually abusing people. You can't travel on a plane without being sexually abused, unless you want to get irradiated. So you either be abused through radiation, or you get felt up. They even do it to the children and the old people. And, you know, does it get any more disgusting than that?
Well, Annie is shaking her head yes so heartily right now. I'm assuming she's almost banging her head on the microphone. we've covered ad nauseum, Mark, every one of these topics in detail. In fact, just to kind of add a footnote to what you said about TSA, and did you hear about the lady, 95-year-old lady, that the TSA made her take off her diaper?
Yeah.
It just doesn't get any more perverted or inhumane than that. But I agree, you can't send your kids to school in most cases without a vaccine. The dentists are brainwashed. I mean, anyone in their right mind knows that mercury is bad for you, but they're held captive by their profession's guidelines. It's absolutely crazy. Now, let's contrast this with what you have in Brazil with the very areas that you mentioned. I'm assuming dentists there, you can find a dentist there that doesn't use mercury. They're not fluoridating the water.
Yes,
and they're probably not.
Are they
really?
Brazil is the same in that regard, same as the Americans. Mm. They fluoridate the bottled water.
Mark, do you have chemtrails in Brazil?
No, I've never seen one, and that's why I don't write about it, even though people just constantly bother me about it. No, at least in any area of Brazil I've been in, and I've been flying back and forth from the interior to the coast, I have never seen one. And Although I do believe my friends who from around the world when they tell me that they do exist and they've suffered from them. But,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they do exist. In fact, we have Michael Murphy on next week, and he's going to talk about the chemical compositions of these chemtrails, and they contain highly carcinogenic items. They also contain aluminum, which I know you know contributes to Alzheimer's, and we have epidemic proportions of Alzheimer's disease going on inside of this country now.
Yeah. Well, down here, though, it's. I mean, I've been able to live a life, you know, very free down here, and mostly because all of my work is in English, so it's all aimed at the first world, and I live very quietly down here in the so-called third world.
Yeah, what is the biggest difference there between, say, the government of Brazil, where you're located, and what's going on here with the increasing abuse of the federal government?
Well, I mean, there's a matter of size and depth. The United States government has enough money and enough power, enough people in it, to totally barge, you know, knee-deep into people's lives. Knee-deep into the lives of people around the world with their 1,000 military bases and on and on and on. Brazil is not that is, we're 30 years behind, so to speak, in terms of size of government. They don't have the resources, or they're just beginning to get the resources to automate everything, you know, the tax system, but even though we have the military, they commonly are on the streets and things, but it's mellow here, and the people are very mellow. So it's just the vibration is different. I mean, people down here can't imagine what an airport would be like in the United States. I mean, people are just not abusive. The government people are not abusive. They're not trained to be abusive.
When people fly out of Brazilian airports, say like a Rio de Janeiro, is there the Brazilian equivalent of the TSA that's abusive?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that?
Nothing like that.
And
just security people, and they behave themselves, and they just do what you would expect 5-10 years, you know, before 9/11, what was normal for an airport. You know, you get the security screening, but it's politely done. None of this physical sexual abuse. I mean, what else can you call it?
You're describing it accurately. I mean, I noticed the nervous laugh there, Mark, but that's exactly what's going on inside of this country. What about surveillance in Brazil? I'm sure you're aware of things like Echelon here, and we have every email, fax, text message, phone call, intercepted and analyzed by a computer, anything like that that you know of in Brazil?
No, not that I know of. It might exist, but I'm not, as I say, everything is much lower key here. It's just, if you think of going to an African country, I mean, it would be 10 times even, you know, less. Except for the vaccine. In the vaccine area, even in the vaccine area, it's less here. They don't, only in certain parts of the country do they really bother people. Otherwise, it's, they have 90-95% of the people anyway, you know, doing the vaccine. So they really, they don't have the staff, and they don't have the type of attitude to really push people.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody gets out of line, in certain cities, certain areas, they'll give people trouble. You can be under the radar. The radar screen is much higher, that's all. There, United States, the surveillance is very, you know, detailed. Here it's, you know, just there's a lot more headroom.
Well, right here, I feel, and Annie feels, and I think probably most of our listening audience feels like martial law is just the flick of a lighter, the throwing of a match away. And I'm getting the feeling that Brazil and, for that matter, the rest of Central and South America are nowhere near the level of volatility that exists in this country. How's the currency there? Is it stable?
Well, no, better than that. It's getting stronger. It's a problem.
We've got to go to break, Mark. I'm sorry I didn't get the word here. And Tom, got to cut away quickly. My apologies. Back after these messages.
A serious fall or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to our 4th of July edition of the Common Sense Show. Joining Dave and Annie is physician Dr. Mark Cercas. He's talking to us from Brazil. And Mark, just generally speaking, compare the freedoms that you have in Brazil to what you think we lack here in America. I know you think there's quite a contrast.
Well, I happen to have an exceptionally free life. I've had an incredible amount of freedom my entire life, especially these years in Brazil. Some people come to Brazil and they have trouble with the government or bureaucracy. I've never had any trouble at all. Like, for instance, I live on the coast in a beautiful, beautiful city, but I've built a survival center called Sanctuary, 2,000 kilometers in the middle of the country, north of Brasilia. So I'm sitting here at the edge of the collapse of modern civilization, and I have the freedom. And how many people have this freedom to leave the coast here and move into the interior where I can protect my children, because I've been building this thing for 5 years. So I'm free on that, even on that level. So you talk about freedom, I'm very free. And unfortunately, looking at the United States in the moment, I see people exceptionally unfree in a very deep way, like this disaster happening in Japan and the radiation that, of course, the American government is lying about, that's blanketing the North American continent and the whole North northern hemisphere with constant radiation. Even the professionals, my peers who know better, who know what's really going on, nobody is taking even a vacation from the north of radiation to come down to the south. Or with financial collapse and anarchy and martial law and so many things threatening, people, of course, there's always a percentage of survivalist people who really do pay attention to these subjects. But the masses and everybody I know, we're so trapped in our lives, most people, and Americans in their own system, not easy to leave. So we actually become imprisoned in our own lives, with or without the government being on top of us, taking away the freedoms that we think we have. So it's getting to be a very sticky moment, and subjects are starting to blur, and as we come to the edge here. And I've been writing about this week. First of all, tomorrow I'm publishing a book called Nuclear Toxicity Syndrome, a 500-page book about this whole situation with radiation, and of course the heavy metals and the mercury and the chemicals we're exposed to, but mostly about the radiation. And what to do about it. And then the next day, on Tuesday, I'm publishing an essay about the natural world, starting with a video of two scientists interviewing the elders of the Arctic Circle, the Eskimo elders. And what do they see? They see that the Earth has actually moved out of position, and the sun is different on the horizon, and the stars are out of place. And this verifies what happened in January when the sun came up 2 days over the horizon early in Greenland, and that was never disputed by anybody in any news thing. We have some really strange things happening in the world. Volcanoes blowing up all over the place and increased earthquake activity. Nature seems to be in total sync with what we've done, ready to blow up our financial and economic system, our social systems. Yes. And nature is, so things are just from the right and the left are encroaching. And I think, we're weeks, if not maybe a few months away from a total international financial collapse. So.
Yeah, I know Gerald Celente and others are calling for that, Porter Stansberry. I get regular emails from him, and he's claiming it's long overdue. Yeah, let me deviate for a second along these lines away from our expat theme just for a moment and digress. I'm concerned about radiation in the United States. And tell me, how would we know here, particularly in the Southwest, the West Coast of the United States, how would we know that we're being radiated? What would be the early symptoms of the exposure you would expect?
Well, the earliest symptoms, unfortunately, and sad to say, is the babies start dying in increasing numbers.
We've seen that. Annie has reported on that in the news segment. How about the adults?
That's happened on the West Coast right after Fukushima, and it also was reported on the TV, the mainstream news in Philadelphia.
Yes.
So we had both coasts. And also this week I'll be publishing an essay, maybe it's in tomorrow's in the book announcement, about the scientists who were studying birds at the time of Chernobyl. And all of a sudden they were having massive bird die-offs of the young. They didn't know what it was, and they were laughing with the thought that it could be from the radiation from Chernobyl, but in the end that was their conclusion. Mm-hmm. So the very young are very sensitive, and then the rest of us, the older people, us, young teenagers, and then the old people, of course, are more vulnerable again. We tend to get flus easier, more infections, the rate of cancer will go up.
Okay, let's hold it right there because I want to explore the short-term symptoms. We come back from the break, Mark, and then I want to conclude with this expat theme that you've been so gracious to join us about. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Mark Circus and Annie on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Joining us is expat Dr. Mark Cirkus. And Mark, let me return to the question I wanted to ask you going into the break, in terms of the radiation exposure, and then we'll get back to the expat theme. But how would people like myself know that we're being exposed in the short term? What would be the earliest symptoms that we would see?
More frequent flus, colds, sensitive people will feel just something a little wrong, maybe not quite so such clarity in life, or maybe something a little off, a little foggy.
Lack of energy.
Lack of energy. It's a slow thing. It's a slow burn. Of course, going all of a sudden, finding oneself slipping into a diabetic condition would be actually, even though very serious, still an early warning sign. Radiation-like different heavy metals and chemicals easily bring on diabetes. So you might start with metabolic syndrome and then graduating into full-blast diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, the symptoms of more radical or heavy exposure, you know, would be nausea and vomiting and
things like that. But in the United States, though, it's, for newborns and fetuses and pregnant women, it's one thing. You can abort a fetus and increase the rate of death of newborns. For radiation, for most people, is a very long-term thing. Before you even know you've been, poisoned with radiation, you're already sterile. Find out you're sterile.
That one got my attention. I would be remiss. Can you tell the listening audience, because now they're saying, okay, now I'm worried, I'm really concerned, because I'm hearing about the radiation reports, too, that aren't being reported in the mainstream media by the government, but we know they're being taken by private parties. So give us a couple of quick things that people can do to shield themselves against these early effects. And I know your website, which I want you to promote, also addresses this issue as well.
Yeah, the best place for people to set, I have like 15 sites. The best place to go actually would be my blog, which is blog.imva.info. That's imva.info. And my work is very revolutionary on this level. I've actually created a new form of medicine called natural allopathic medicine. And one of the things I've done is stolen literally the best medicines from the emergency rooms and intensive care units from around the world. And but find out that these drugs are not pharmaceutical drugs. They're natural nutritional substances like sodium bicarbonate, good old baking soda that you can buy 50 pounds of for less than $50. I have a book. I'm the only doctor in the world who's written a full medical review on the use of sodium bicarbonate, this baking soda, and even how you can use it to treat cancer and actually tell people that the oncologists use this stuff when they give chemotherapy. They use sodium bicarbonate so the chemotherapy doesn't kill you so fast, doesn't kill you right on the spot. It buffers
yes.
the effect. So sodium bicarbonate is a big thing that people can use. You can buy and put a pound or two in your bathtub, and I have a book on medicinal or medical baths, use of the sodium bicarbonate, which you can use to clean uranium out of the soil. So this is really good stuff to use, very inexpensive. Magnesium oil, probably a lot of your listeners have never heard of magnesium oil. There's no oil in it, but it is oily. It's 35% magnesium chloride. If you inject this stuff when a person's having a heart attack, you save their life in a heartbeat. Or if you're having a stroke and you inject it, or throw somebody into a bath full of it if you're waiting for an ambulance. And so magnesium, these mineral, and iodine, every 95% of Americans are deficient in iodine. I have a friend, Dr. David Brownstein in Detroit. He's literally tested 5,000 patients for iodine levels and found 95% deficient. If you're iodine deficient, meaning missing iodine, your thyroid is going to be a sponge for all the radioactive iodine that's coming across the Pacific. And yet the American government, our best friends, people we can trust, with our families, they don't even warn their own people to take iodine.
Well, Mark, they're not only not warning us, they're actively experimenting on us in other ways. And I don't know if you follow the events in the Gulf.
Yeah.
I'm writing a multi-part series in the Gulf that started out as a human interest story about the victims. And I've discovered that they knew what Corexit was going to do to people. They're still spraying it. And people in the Gulf are going to live to be about an average of 50 years old. That's the adults. So, yeah, I mean, those are really compelling reasons right there to live. Do you have any evidence in your home country now of Brazil that the government is actively experimenting, radiating, poisoning the people?
No. Well, they're totally behind the vaccine. The new president got on TV and rolled up her sleeve and to show how brave she was to take a flu vaccine, which, of course, would be insane in today's world to take flu vaccines with mercury in them, because if you're already being radiated with radiation,
last thing you want to do is inject a heavy metal and crumble your immune system further. I mean, but
absolutely. Well, let's switch over to something else that I'm curious about. Here in the United States, I mean, there's a growing number of people that are concerned about the safety, or should I say the unsafety, of GMOs. But we can't get away from them here because the FDA, to protect Monsanto, doesn't require them to label foods as GMOs. How about in Brazil? I mean, are you seeing anything similar?
Well, they've been more resistant to GMOs here. We're fortunately, I'm not sure what the status is now, but it's been very slow, the GMO encroachment here. So it's not on anybody's radar screen as an issue.
Okay, well.
So I'm not sure if it's changed in the last 2 or 3 years, but for sure we're way behind the eight ball in getting being overtaken by GMO here.
Exactly. And we're going the wrong way in America in so many different directions. You know, 1% of the people in this country control over 40% of the wealth. And I just read today that your country is one of the countries now that is trying to eradicate so much poverty and trying to erase some of the income disparities between the socioeconomic classes. So no matter what way we look at it, I mean, it looks like Brazil's coming out the winner. The only thing that concerns me about your country is your mammoth oil company, and they're in bed with George Soros. You have any comment on that?
Well, when it gets up to when you go up to the big boys here, I'm sure they're very much in the same club, enjoying the same clubs as the big boys in Europe and North America. Having very few families control a lot of the land. But there's more heart. We have some of the same evils, same, you know, greedy, you know, old families who just want to control, you know, just tremendous parts of the country. You know, our communications company, Global, is just a typical example of controlling the news, controlling
yes.
the basic population. So when you get in, if you start looking close enough, you have a lot of the same problems, but we're a few decades behind. Right now they're building the middle class very rapidly these last few years. Maybe what we saw in the 60s and 70s in the United States. So the debt levels, you know, is reasonable here compared to other countries. So it's a good situation now, especially if you go under the radar, meaning just don't get involved with what's going on here.
Exactly. But here in America, it's increasingly more difficult to stay under the radar because we're being attacked.
Sure.
At every level. I mean, I don't know if you heard about this all the way in Brazil, but we had a prom, high school prom in New Jersey, where TSA was brought in by a school district to do the same thing coming into the prom that they do at the airports. I mean, this is how bad it's getting. Oh, I kid you not. We reported that right here on our news segment. Annie, you had a question, too, regarding finance for Mark. Go ahead with that, please.
Yes, I have a couple, actually. But do you know anything about an IRS ruling that's supposed to be coming into effect on January 1st, 2013, where if money is transferred out of the U.S. to a citizen in another country, that they would take like 30% off of the top because they figure you're not paying taxes?
I haven't heard anything about it. I wouldn't disbelieve it, but
mm-hmm.
Along those lines, Mark, I'm assuming that you transferred all your wealth to Brazil a long time ago.
I didn't have much.
Okay, if you don't want to answer that, I understand.
I didn't. I really came here with my tent and Bowie knife and my guitar.
Good answer. Very good answer.
Okay. That brings up the second part of my question. Do you have any idea how to get bullion out of the country besides doing an offshore shipment of your own?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think from what I've been reading and what I've been anticipating for a long time, there's very short window now on getting assets out of America. Time is just about up, and when the next financial crisis hits,
I think it's going to be the type where they just wake up one Monday morning after a weekend of crisis and panic, and there'll be martial law and capital flight controls and just
exactly
and closing down of banks. And the digital and paper wealth of the world is just going to melt one weekend or one week. Or
I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be like a revisiting of the bank holiday, but much more widespread. I totally agree, and it's going to come like a thief in the night. There's going to be no warning.
Well, no, there actually is plenty of warning, and it's right now. It's right now.
Well, yeah, if you look at the circumstances, I'm talking the government is not going to sit here and say, okay, you got until Monday to get your bills in order and get your money straight. They're just going to do it.
Oh, sure, of course. It's their advantage. It's the advantage. The higher up you are in the pecking order, they just take advantage of everything. And they're certainly not going to give information away that puts them at a disadvantage and us at an advantage. So
exactly. I was playing golf with my son on Thursday, and we were sitting in the pro shop having a Gatorade when we were done, when this elderly couple that was playing ahead of us came in, sat down, started talking to us. And they wanted to make a reservation a month ahead of time. And I said, oh, so you're going to be gone for a while. They go, yeah, we're going to our other home in Costa Rica. And I said, really? And they said, yes, we're transferring all our assets there and doing it in such a way as the government can't detect it. And this was totally unsolicited. And I said to them, I said, well, why would you think of doing that? And they said, aren't you paying attention to what's going on in the country? And this couple was in their 70s. This guy was a World War II, like 78, 79. And he was a World War II vet. So, I mean, the people here are beginning to see through it. And, you know, one of the biggest, and I want to ask you what they do in Brazil, because I had another discussion with someone who lives part-time in Ecuador. He walked in and bought a nice three-bedroom house for $20,000, but he had to pay cash. He literally had to carry his money to the mortgage company because they don't do 30-year interest loans, which is one of the biggest ripoffs in the history of this economy. Do you have anything similar to that in Brazil?
No, I doubt it. Not $20,000?
And I don't mean for the price, but I'm talking about, do you pay for your homes up front in Brazil, or do you carry a mortgage,
which is basically
robbery?
No, it used to be mostly cash, and mortgages were very non-existent. But they, in these past few years, I mean, literally, let's say 5 years, one of the ways they've kickstarted this country is they've created a building boom by making it easier for average people to actually get a mortgage. What Americans would assume to be, you know, bread and butter is a new thing here, and many people have done this and have been building modest homes here in Brazil with mortgage money. So, but we're just in the beginning of that, where, of course, Americans are at the end of that, where that just totally breaks down. So it's part of the... Of course, a foreigner could never qualify for a loan, so that's out of the question.
How hard is it to become a citizen?
I would say pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
First, just to get residency here is not so easy. You basically have to marry. If you're retired and you have to find a good lawyer, it is possible on retirement from the United States or Canada to set up residency here. And you have to bring in some money with you to do that, but that's possible.
Are you seeing Americans and Canadians coming to Brazil for the reasons we're discussing?
This past year, I've had almost zero contact with Americans. There is a community here on the beach, and there's a lot of different crazy reasons. But people, mostly you see people just didn't fit. But people who, you know, say, I love America, but I can't live there. People come down to Brazil. There's two kinds of people. One loves the place but goes back to America and comes and goes. And then the type of people who love it and just can't leave. And they stay here.
Mm-hmm.
It's compared to the United States, it's a little bit like heaven.
Well, you sound very happy and very, very, very contented. And I want to thank you for coming on the show and discussing this. And I hope that you'll agree at a future date to come back and update us on the latest on your health breakthroughs, because I have a feeling the way things are going here with the Gulf and the radiation in the West, that we're going to need your advice. So on behalf of Annie and I and our listening audience, I want to thank you very much for joining us, Mark.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Okay. Mark Cercas, everybody, and kind enough to join us from Brazil, which kind of sets the stage for where we're going. Now, Annie, I know right now that there are probably people out there thinking that how could you so-and-sos run such an unpatriotic show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Got a quick response for that, Annie?
Yes. We are losing our republic.
Our republic is lost. We're going to have to get it back. And that's that simple.
Yes.
Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to explore these topics and take your phone calls after a word from these sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Well, it's the 4th of July, and we're kind of celebrating that here on the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges and with Annie DeRiso, and we're back with you. Let me just step aside for a moment and step on the other side of the fence here and just say I want to thank the Founding Fathers. I want to thank the brave men and women who would be willing to lay down their lives for us, even though they're typically fighting for the corporate agenda, and I don't think there's any arguing that show me the weapons of mass destruction, please, and the boogeymen that we continually supposedly chase all over the planet, all in the name of corporate profits. But I am thankful for their service. I am thankful to live in a country that one time had 10 Bill of Rights, 10 freedoms that we no longer honor, at least not completely. Things like the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure, that's been obliterated. The Fifth Amendment, private property rights, that's on its way out. First Amendment's being taken down. Wait till they take the internet down, folks. I mean, really, I mean, look at it. We have a lot to be thankful for the terms of the country that I was born in. But the country I was born in is not the country now that I live in. And Annie, I'm becoming increasingly of the opinion, and I haven't made any decisions. I'm sitting here just thinking out loud. But sometimes you have to fight your government to save your country. Or you have to do what Mark Serkis did, leave. Because I'm unwilling to live under this kind of increasingly repressive regime that we call a federalist republic, which is anything but. Am I preaching to the choir, Annie?
No, and too, then when Mark left, he left many years ago. It was easier to leave then, I think, than it is now. The country was less developed. I mean, it was easier probably to get started there then than it would be now to move to another country. So he got out in time.
Annie, do you remember back when we were kids and we used to laugh at the communists, the Soviets, because we used to make fun of them because they had to build fences to keep people in? Remember that?
And well, now, yes.
Now the shoe's being shifted very quickly to the other foot.
It reminds me of when people were leaving Europe. They had to get out of Europe. They read the writing on the walls, some sooner rather than later, and to their benefit. And we know what happened to those who didn't get out.
Exactly. I know, Annie, I've told this story on the air before, but I think it bears repeating. When I was in the largest retirement center waiting for a friend to come into a restaurant several years ago, I encountered women who were discussing the evils of this government, and they said it wasn't the country that they emigrated to. They all had Eastern European accents. They were all in their 80s, and I invited myself to join them, which they graciously permitted me to do. And they went on to say things like, young man, the country you're living in reminds us of what pre-war Europe was like in World War II before the Nazis came to power, before they did their reign of terror. We're seeing the same things in your country. Well, that was 5 years ago. And I think we need to listen to what these immigrants to this country who survived these events are telling us, Annie.
Yes, and it's harder now, I think, to find a country to move to because of the tentacles of the New World Order agenda. You know, it's harder to find a place that's going to be safe.
I agree with you, but there's going to be one country that's going to be less safe than any other for obvious reasons that we'll discuss when we come back after a word from our sponsors.